Another way of overcoming fear, or at least controlling fear, is by knowing the facts. And it's the relationship between fear and facts that keeps most people in control. What happens to a lot of people when they hit fear, they go to opinions. You know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Well, the sky is not falling. They're just so afraid that a pedal hits them in the head and they think everything's caving in on them. One of the reasons a financial statement is so important is you can look at the facts. For instance, if you can read a financial statement of a company, you can see whether or not this company is good, bad, or insolvent. Will it survive this market crash? If you cannot read a financial statement, then you can't read the facts. And if you can't read the facts, then you have to operate on opinions. One of the definitions of insanity is when opinions are used instead of facts. I'll give you an example. You know, if you say to somebody, oh, will this person make a good husband? Or will she make a good wife? That's an opinion. You do not know until after you marry them and you find out whether it's a fact or not. But where people say, is this a good investment? Well, yeah, it's a good investment is an opinion. But how do you know unless you can check the facts? When somebody looks at a piece of real estate, they don't know if it's a good piece of real estate or a bad piece of real estate unless they do their due diligence. You know, they have a building inspector go in and inspect it for it, so you're looking for the facts. The big difference here is facts have a great calming effect if you know what you're looking at, what you're reading. So a big part of overcoming fear is by knowing the facts.